Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. Silence has never been as deafening as in the eye of a superstorm, a monstrous creation of our own environmental neglect. The world outside might as well not exist in these haunting moments of false tranquility, encircled by the ruthless winds that have already razed countless homes to the ground. In this special report, we delve into the paradoxical calm at the center of nature's furious outburst as an allegory for the human condition in the throes of climate-caused apocalypse. Consider the Sisyphean endeavors of coastal cities, constantly rebuilding from ruin in a cyclical battle as futile as it is exhausting. Each reconstruction feels like a brief reprieve in the eye of a metaphorical storm, destined to be undone with the inevitability of the next disaster. We have become Icarus in perpetuity, soaring on the wax wings of temporary solutions, only to plunge back into the chaos wrought by our hubris and disregard for the planet. The devastated terrains, once fertile and alive, are now desolate expanses of dirt and despair. Rivers that once sang with the laughter of children and the melodies of wildlife are silent, choked by pollution and the vested interests of insatiable industries. Forests, the planet's ancient lungs, gasped their last breath before giving in to the searing flames of uncontrolled wildfires. Ancient glaciers, those majestic titans of ice, eons in the making, weep torrents into the rising seas. The planet's stoic polar bears, once the sovereigns of the Arctic realm, are reduced to nomads on the vanishing ice, etching a somber sonnet of survival on the thinning pages of ice sheets. When the sky clears and the wind's howl subsides, one might ask themselves if there is a message within this eye that we should be discerning. One could ponder on the malevolent serenity, and whether it's a warning of the worsening furies yet to come or a chance to catch a breath before plunging back into the relentless tempest. It is in this breather we too find a grotesque mirror to our reality. As the climate crisis dwarfs our every attempt at mitigation, there are moments of deceptive normalcy, pockets where life seems to march on unchanged. These are our eyes of the storm, deceptive lulls where consumerism marches on unabated, and the echelons of power pontificate change without enacting it. We have seen cities become Atlantis redux, engulfed by the unforgiving sea. We've witnessed dunes reclaim the once verdant landscapes, creeping over them like a blanket of despair. Climate refugees amass at borders that used to welcome, now brandishing barriers as the flood of humanity swells. The irony is not lost. The Earth, once the nurturer, now turns hostile to its children, bearing down on them with an intensity that is indiscriminate, its once gentle embrace now suffocating. The narrative of this superstorm is not just a climate phenomenon, it's a chiaroscuro of human life in extremis, a stark juxtaposition of devastation and the unnerving pauses that follow. It's in these pauses that the true essence of our crisis is crystallized. We are not just witnessing a battle with nature, we are at war with the consequences of our actions. A past that has caught up to us with a vengeance. This superstorm is a testament, not just to nature's raw power, but to our persistent denial. The eye's calm whispers a bleak future. Yet it is broken by the sounds of resilience, by communities that rise despite knowing the toppled remnants of their lives are but precursors to future ruins. The eye thus becomes an emblematic labyrinth, where humanity's denial and despair swirl together, begging the question, is there a path that leads out of this tempest, or are we simply awaiting the next wave to engulf us? It's a thought that lingers long after the winds pick up again.